Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host this evening, Angelina Diana, and we have a full hour of you, with messages and information about survival of consciousness, the afterlife, your loved ones on the other side. And this hour will be very happy to welcome soon, Doreen Malloy, who is an accomplished medium in her field. We'll talk again. She's been a host of this program in the past as well as a guest, so we'll get reacquainted with her and take your calls and questions here at the Forever Family Foundation Mediums and Messages program. But before we get to that, I do want to talk to you about a few events that are coming up, which are very special to the foundation, and we always get some great feedback every year after we have our conference. And the fifth annual Afterlife Conference is taking place in November this year. It'll be in Long Island, New York, or on Long Island, New York. And within the conference itself, there'll be two events. This particular one has a very interesting name to it. It's called Is There Chocolate in the Afterlife? Kind of an interesting title, huh? Get your juices flowing with what it has to do with chocolate in the afterlife. Well, there's a lot going on that weekend. There are two events. Night of Mediums, which is an annual event we normally do on a different date, a different month, but we're going to be combining it with the conference this year. That's going to take place Friday, November 11th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It is a fundraiser because, as you know, the Forever Family Foundation is a not-for-profit. And the Night of Mediums is going to be happening on a very interesting date, 11-11-11, November 11th, 2011. And within the Night of Mediums, we'll have some familiar names that I know that you all are familiar with: Joanne Gerber, Janet Mayer, Rebecca Ann, Laurelyn Jackson, Teresa Caputo, Kathy Towell, Bobby Allison, and myself will be conducting spirit communication for you. We consider it an honor to work for the foundation and hope that you can join us that evening so that we can not only bring connections to you, but also raise some important funds for the foundation. Then the following day, on November 12th, the fifth annual Afterlife Conference will be taking place. Is there chocolate in the afterlife? And we have some featured speakers and wonderful events planned for that day. If you'd like more information for our annual conference, the fifth annual conference, it'll be held at the Sheraton, Long Island, 110 Vanderbilt Motor Parkway in Hauppauge, New York. And we would really love to see you there. There's quite a few discussions, even an afternoon of chocolate tasting. It's very interesting, and I certainly hope that you can join us. Another thing we have going on, two times a year, we do hold a raffle, and you can win a reading, really. It's a holiday past raffle. You could win a one-hour phone reading, medium reading. You could be one of five lucky winners. All of that information is located at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can find all the information there if you'd like to even ask a question of the conference or even purchase a ticket. We would love to see you there for sure. We also are very fortunate to have a wonderful medium with us this evening, Doreen Malloy, and her past experience from being an author in the field, vast experience as a scientific research medium. We will have that chance to talk to her. Hopefully now, Seth. Is Doreen available for us to bring her on?
Hi there.
How are you, Doreen? It's great to see you.
Good.
I had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so excuse me for the very weak
That's
introduction.
Okay.
But thank you so much for joining us. We're really, it's such a pleasure for us to have you here when you do mediums and messages because of your past experience in the scientific field and also as a practitioner. There is some great research that's out there that you've been involved in. I know you can't get into the details of the research, but I really think it would be very interesting, if you don't mind, just speaking a little bit from a medium's viewpoint, why research is important to you in the scientific field, and maybe even how it's brought some enlightenment to you for your clients.
Well, I was always fascinated with the scientific side of mediumship, because obviously you and I work in the spiritual side, you know, with the work that we do. And, you know, I thought it was fascinating. My first connection into that was reading the Afterlife Experiments by Dr. Schwartz. And I got involved in that program after reading the book. And it was great. It was very, very interesting from the perspective, the scientific perspective. I thought that by helping participate in the research studies with them, it also is going to help me with my credibility as a medium. You know, and it was very fascinating. They did come up with some interesting results from that. I found every study to be, you know, a little bit different. The protocols are different. I think it's so important because there aren't very many studies being conducted today at a university level. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if there are in other countries. In the United States, I know it's very far and few in between. So I was excited, you know, to be a part of that. And I think it's interesting, you know, there are some published articles about that. You can find them on the Internet. The Veritas site is still up. It's not an active program anymore, but there are some links on that site that will take the readers to, you know, some of the findings with some of the studies that I was involved in and some of the other people that were in the program. So it's very interesting. You know, and I think it's badly needed. I think that, you know, in this day and age, we're all looking for our own type of proof or evidence, which is why those of us who are in the program, we work so hard to provide people with evidential information. But, yeah, it's a very fascinating side of it. I've always been interested in it because it's not what I do. So this is my way of participating in the science, so it's fun for me.
And what do you think would benefit a client by maybe working with a medium with a scientific background?
Well, I think most people want to know that if they seek out a medium, that medium has had, you know, some experience. If they're certified, that's even better. You know, we have some fabulous mediums that are certified through the Forever Family Foundation. There are mediums certified through the Winbridge Institute, but people really are looking for that. Very oftentimes, that's what brings some of my clients into me, is because they're searching on the Internet for certified mediums, not just a psychic medium. I think it's important to people because they want to know that, you know, they're going to people who have been doing this for a while, who have been tested, who are willing to be tested. There's lots of people out there who have not, you know, been willing to be tested. So, So I think it helps them to feel more comfortable to go with somebody who actually has a certification in this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And do you, yourself, have you seen maybe different ways that you look at your own work and how you do your work because of the experience you've had as a scientific research medium? And obviously it's fascinating and of what you shared with us, and also, I mean, the dedication that you have to put so much time into it, you volunteer your time.
Right.
What about yourself, you know, like when you're doing a reading, the years that you've been a research medium, have you found it to assist you or help your mediumship grow?
I don't know if it helped it grow so much. I think there is a level of trust that we have to put in the process itself. Mm-hmm. I know for me personally, there's a level of trust that I'm also putting into my own guides to help me through the process, and to do a good job as I'm, you know, as I'm being tested. One of the things that most people probably don't realize is that when a medium participates in a study like that, we don't get any feedback. So very oftentimes there could be a study and we do, you know, participate in the research, we do the readings for that, and we may never hear back what our results were. Sometimes we do at a late date, but it's very, very rare actually to even hear back. So it's just kind of we're putting the information out there and we're trusting that, you know, whatever our core beliefs are, whether that's in our guides or God consciousness or the universe, whatever it is, we're trusting that we're going to get the help, you know, that we might need to do a good job on that. But yeah, we don't get the feedback on it, so it could be interesting, you know.
Yeah, it is very interesting. All right, that's wonderful information. And if you'd like more information about Doreen's work, the book that she's written, and I know she's working on other books as well too. Do you want to share before we get started with reading soon how they can contact you?
The easiest way is always through email. They can find that at my website at DoreenMalloy.com. Email is easy to remember. It's just Doreen@DoreenMalloy.com, and it's on the website. So the easiest way is to get through to me by email. They can call the office. Sometimes I'm traveling. Sometimes my schedule's heavy, so I don't always get to return calls very quickly. But if somebody emails in, that's usually the easiest way for me to get back, you know, to anyone.
Fabulous. That's wonderful. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls on mediums and messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, The AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana. Let's welcome back Doreen Malloy. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Angelina.
We were talking off the air about your new book that's coming out. Do you want to tell them a little bit about that before we get to the readings and questions?
Sure. Well, I am writing a second book that's more metaphysically oriented, but that's going to take me a little while. So in the interim, I'm going to be putting out a cookbook. And I'm so excited about that because these are recipes that have been in my family for many years. I have Italians in the family as far back as it goes, and lots of favorite recipes. The book is going to be called Recipes from the Other Side. And I'm excited about that. It should be out sometime next year, so I'm in the midst of putting that together now. And it's kind of a fun project for me, so I'm just really looking forward to doing that. And it will be available at my website.
So that's great. What part of Italy is your family from?
You know, there's a couple of different places. On my mom's side, I think from Naples. On my father's side, probably the southern area of Italy. There's a couple of different towns, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but both sides of my family are Italians. But I have two Irish names. Who would have ever thought that, right?
You never know, right? Yeah, my family is Calabrese, so we're very close to Napoli, so we have kind of a close little connection going on there. Who knows?
Could be. It could be.
Yeah, but I also find that, you know, recipes do bond your family, and they're a great way to connect your loved ones on the other side. You know, I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah, my father was a cook, and he's on the other side. So I'm hoping he'll inspire me to share a little bit of information.
That's fabulous. That's wonderful. I think it's really a great thing. Yeah. You can find all that information at her website, DoreenMalloy.com. Okay, so let's take our first caller. Now, when you do call in, you have an opportunity to ask Doreen a question about her process or the other side, or ask for a connection. So we're going to take our first caller on line one. Let's talk to Cheryl, and she's calling us from Bayshore, New York. Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Why don't you say good evening to Doreen Malloy?
Hi there, Cheryl. How are you?
How are you?
Would you like to
raise? Thank you. Did you have a question for me tonight?
Actually, I was hoping to make a connection.
Hoping to make a connection. Okay. So let me just focus in on you. You know, I have a couple of people for you, actually. I'm feeling an older female for you on the other side. And I'm also very much aware of a DN name, and I don't know how this is connected to you yet, but I don't know if you have a Denise or if there's a Diana or where there's a DN name, but I'm hearing a DN sound in the beginning of a name.
Okay.
Got an older female for you on the other side, but I also have a male there. And I feel like the male might be a little closer in age to you, a little closer to your to your generation. I'm also feeling like both of these people, first of all, I'm getting all kinds of excitement about this, about making the connection on the air. I feel like both of them have actually connected with you. They're telling me to say that, that you've actually sensed them around. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And they want me to tell you they're together on the other side, and there's a lot of people there. Who's the bingo lady in your family or close to you? Do you have a bingo lady? Somebody used to go and play the games with the cards and the chips. If it's not bingo, it sure looks like bingo to me.
It's my grandmother, maybe.
Okay, because I'm getting like references to that, and I also feel this very strong sense of like community. This would have been somebody. Your grandmother's on the other side, the one that you're thinking of, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because what I get is a sense of community and friendship around her. I feel like everybody gravitated to her. She was fun. She
yeah.
was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
She lived life large, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
feeling her energy very, very strong around you. There's also the male there. Do you understand where the DN name is, or you're not sure?
Well, I had cousin Darlene.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if that might be her.
Okay. It might be. I'm just hearing the hard sounds on it. I'm not hearing the name clearly. And Darlene's on the other side.
Okay.
You've got a
yes.
whole bunch of people there. I just want to share with you.
Oh,
there's
my God.
A lot of people
yeah.
there for you. They're also making yeah. me feel like something for you is actually developing. You're developing the ability to maybe connect with them, even if it's just very briefly, maybe for a few
uh-huh.
seconds at a time. They make me feel like mm-hmm. your spiritual centers are open. Do you understand?
Right, definitely.
You're very, very open spiritually, and,
yeah.
and actually you're
yeah.
you're developing a little bit where you're able to sense them and even hear them once in a while.
Right, I do, yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. They're just showing me that. You're very connected to your people on the other side. And, you know, I say that to everybody because, you know, our relationships that we create here and the bonds that we create mm-hmm. here on Earth, that's forever.
Right,
and
right.
it doesn't go away just because you're still here and some
right.
of your loved ones are on the other side. Your grandmother is blowing a kiss to you, and she's saying to give
aww.
You a hug. Okay.
Aww.
I get
okay.
a sense that she was very warm and fuzzy, and she liked to give
yeah.
hugs to people, and she says you miss that.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I do.
Yeah.
yeah.
She's sweet. I like
I
her,
do.
And she's funny. She's
yeah.
telling me to remind you she has a good sense of humor.
Oh, she had a very good, always had us laughing.
What's the thing with the feather? She's laughing like crazy,
oh,
and she says there was a thing she used to do with the feather or a joke or something about this. What is she talking about?
She used to do, I associate feathers with my father. Like when I find a white feather, I always think it's from my dad.
Okay.
I don't know about a white feather with her.
Okay, but you understand a reference to the feather.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Because that's what she's showing me. She's laughing, she's smiling, she's showing
yeah.
me the feather, and I know somehow that's going to be important to you. If that's your
yes.
connection to your dad, and it's significant
uh-huh.
for you in some way connected to your dad, mm-hmm. that's why she would bring me that information. Okay?
Okay.
So that you know that connection
okay.
is there with her as well. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And is there a Bobby for you also? Bob or Bobby connection somewhere?
No.
You have a friend?
No,
somebody
so.
Living? This is somebody living.
Living? Bobby.
Yep.
Robert, Bobby.
A Rob, Robert, Bob, Bobby, some version of that name. She's telling me
no,
to mention that, and it sounds to me like it's
okay.
Bobby, actually, that she's phrasing
okay.
it that way. I don't know how
okay.
it's connected. I feel like it's someone living, someone here. She's mentioning
okay.
it. It could be somebody that's, you know, your paths will cross, or maybe someone that you're,
okay.
you know, but you're not thinking of at the moment. She's just making the
right.
acknowledgement for me.
Okay.
And she says, she's telling me to say thank you to you. She says thank you because you keep her memory alive. And she says, you know.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah. And you do something around the holidays for her, too. She's kind of showing me you keeping
yeah.
her memory alive. It's about
yeah.
tradition. It's about doing
yeah.
things the way she used to do. It's about remembrances. Do you understand?
Yeah. Now, I'm wondering, my mom and my grandma passed away within six months, and that's what it sounds like my mom, too. I tried
yeah.
for this first Christmas without her, keep her tradition
yeah. You have so
alive.
Many people on the other side. I'm sure your mom is there. I feel actually more connected to your grandmother. But that's
okay.
just because her energy is stronger for me, and it's
okay.
the way she comes through
okay.
for me.
Okay.
But you have a lot of people there, and she's saying thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping
aww.
Their memory alive for the remembrances, yeah. and especially around the holidays. I don't know what's special around
yeah.
that. And also, did either your mother or your grandmother pass around another date that's marked on the calendar? Because they're showing me a parallel on the calendar.
Yeah, well, my mom died 9 days before my dad, not the same year, but their anniversaries of their deaths are very close. Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me a parallel with one of the passings to another date on the calendar. It's just to let you know that they're aware of, you know, their connections to you. They're aware of the dates. They want to make sure you know I have who you think I have. I know your grandmother's the one coming through the strongest, and I know you have so many people there. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time. We have a bunch of callers waiting. But I hope this helped a little bit to hear from her.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you,
Cheryl.
Cheryl,
thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, Doreen.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. We have our next caller coming in. I believe we're going to speak now to Lori from South Florida. Good evening, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Doreen. I'm fine. How are you?
This is
Lori.
Angelina.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you? You can go ahead and ask Doreen a question. Or you can go ahead and ask for a connection.
Okay.
Do you have a question or you want a connection?
Oh, I would love a connection, if possible.
Okay. Lori, I have a mail for you on the other side. He's making me feel like his passing's very fast also. And I'm also getting a sense that he's not on the other side that long. I feel like it's relatively recent, within the past couple of years. He's saying this is fast, very fast, and something unexpected that happened with him. Do you understand who this might be? Just yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he's making me feel like there's all kinds of confusion going on around him when he's still here. And I feel like something unexpected happens. I feel like his passing's very quick. He's also telling me to mention that this was not traumatic for him. He's saying it was for everyone else because I get this sense. It's almost as if when he passes, it's like the rug gets pulled out from under everyone. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, why is he showing me so much confusion before he passes? It's almost as if things are not clear for him. Do you understand that? There's like a lot going on in his life.
Excuse me?
There's like a lot going on in his life. There's a lot of stuff happening. Almost like chaos, you know, confusion.
Yes.
Okay. And also, is there another female connected to him who's still here? In addition to you, there's another female he wants to acknowledge that's here, living.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just
Absolutely.
See.
Yes.
Okay. And also, is there somewhere connected to you or connected to him? Is there a Frank or Fran somewhere? I want to say Frank or Frankie or think anywhere. Think. It doesn't always have to be family. It could be friends. It could be, you know, people connected to us in other ways. But I'm hearing that name.
Oh, he had a roommate, and I don't know if that was his name or not. I don't remember.
Okay.
It might have been. I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember.
He's also playing some music for me. Was he musical in life? Did he do something musical?
I'm hearing
music.
He liked music. Yeah, he really enjoyed dancing and stuff, yes.
Okay. I just want to see what this is, because there's some kind of music thing he wants to bring up for me, and he's kind of making this important, so it would have been something important to him. And also, there's something in a frame. Okay, he's showing me something that's in a frame, but it's related to music somehow, okay? So I don't know if it's a music poster or if it's an advertisement of some sort and it's in a frame. Are you familiar with what this is? Because I think this might have been something that was either in his house or it might have been even hanging up on the wall. But whatever it is, it has a music connection to it, but it's in a frame. Do you understand it?
No.
Okay.
Don't. No.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to ask a couple of people that might, if you can, okay, if there's anyone that you could check that with. I'm not sure what it is. I just know it's something framed, and I know it's something that has to do with music. Could have been a program, could have been an advertisement for something or something that he was really into at the time. And also, was he living in your state? You're in Florida, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He was in Florida, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I see him before he passes. I see he made a trip north, or he made a trip mm-hmm. north of where he is. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Tell me, talk mm-hmm. about that. Okay.
Well, we came from north and then moved down here south.
Okay. Okay.
So we all moved down together, sort of.
Yeah. Got it.
This
okay.
is my uncle, but, I believe, that you have. My uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's making me feel like he travels north, so he might have visited, or he might have left Florida, went back north again, come back down. But he's just making me feel like that travel component is there, and I see up and down the coast, or, you know. But it's on the East Coast, though. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's probably so. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he on your dad's side of the family?
He is on my mom's side.
Your mom's
my
side.
Mom.
Okay.
Because yes.
he's making me feel like there's a male connection then, if it's not him, there's another male connection for you on your dad's side. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because he says there's a bunch of people there for you also.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. The older yes. we get, the more people we have on the other side. Okay.
Yes.
And there's also, is there an AL name for you, like Al or Alan or?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Where is that? How is that connected to you? Because I'm hearing him say
that is on my mom's side.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's somebody who's here living?
No, on the other side.
On the other side. Okay. I'm just hearing the name. When I get names, I just hear them. I never even know if there's somebody living or somebody passed. But I hear the name Al, and he's referencing
yes.
that. He's telling me to say that to you. Okay.
Yes, Al. Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
You know, he was a bit of a character when he was
yes.
here.
Yes.
Okay. Just so you understand, because one of the things as a medium that we tap into is somebody's personality traits. And I have to tell you, he was a bit of a character. He had kind of an interesting sense of humor. I think he laughed at things that maybe other people didn't.
Yes.
And he's just kind of showing me a little bit about his personality that way. He's also telling me that he was pretty active. I don't know if he was right before he passed, but when he was a little younger, he says he was very mm-hmm. active physically.
Absolutely.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you mentioned dancing before, but I'm going to tell you, I know it's more than that, because he says he was all over the place. He used to do a whole bunch of things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he has an artistic side to him, too. He said, tell
yes.
me to remind you of that. Okay.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your connection to him is strong. You've got other people there, though. He wants you to know he's not alone.
I really do.
And he says when he crossed over, he says there's an older male there for him. Okay?
Yes, there is.
That's the first
mm-hmm.
one he sees when he crosses.
Mm-hmm.
But your connection to him is actually very strong. And I feel like in some ways he was special to you.
Yes.
He was very special to you. And, you know, listen, the connection, they're forever. Our connections to the people on the other side are forever. Love is forever. Our relationships
Absolutely.
Are forever. Even the ones that are challenging, even those are still forever too, you know?
Yeah.
But I hope this helps to hear from him a little bit today. And he's saying to remind you again, he's not alone. He's got a bunch of people there. And he says something about the car, and he's laughing. I don't know if he's talking about the car he had or somebody else's car and something mm-hmm. funny that happened in the car. I'm going to leave that one with you, but he's talking about something with a car.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Do you have a question, Lori?
One question?
Sure.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You know, I do have one. I really, really was hoping. I was hoping that you would connect with my sister.
Okay.
Is he with her? I mean, she. It's fairly new. It's not even a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a recent passing for her. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I feel him very strong. But I
yes.
think your sister is there. I am getting an acknowledgement from him. Now, are you or your sister connected to the L name? There's an
That's
L.
That's me. That's me. That's,
okay, you're the Lori. But is there another one? Like, is there,
there
a
is.
Lynn or a Linda?
I have
or
one other
somebody
sister.
Somebody with a friend
yes.
or
an L.
Yep. Not just, it, I know you're the L because you're Lori, but is there another one?
The L. Is it Marilyn?
I feel like it's somebody living. I feel like it's someone living. So I don't, I'm not sure where to go with this, but I feel like I have to make the acknowledgement and somehow it's going to be connected to your sister. I'm also feeling a very, okay, with your sister, and I'm getting this from your uncle, not from her, but I feel like there's a big drain on her energy before she passes. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Big, big drain on her energy. And I feel like I need to tell you that it was her time. Because she's making me feel, now I'm feeling her energy coming in, and it's making me feel like she passed at a relatively young age. And
yes.
I feel like maybe someone close to her or close to you and maybe in the family might have said something like that, like, how could that have happened? Or, because we say that a lot, you know, when somebody passes and they're not of an elderly age, we always wonder about that. But she's making me feel like I need to clarify for you. It was her time to go. And she's saying this was quick. This was very quick. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. I don't know if you are a twin or there's twins in your family, but she's making me feel like she's almost that close to you. Do you understand?
Yeah, we're very, very, very close.
Okay, so even if you weren't, like, technically a twin, she's putting herself right by your side. You guys were, like, attached at the hip. You were that close.
Yeah.
Now, who's the one that lights the candle for her? Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, she's saying thank you for the light. She gets the light. They see us, by the way. They hear
they
us.
Do.
They see us. They know everything that's going on here. She's saying thank you for lighting the candles because you're sending her light and love every time you do that. And she gets it. It's like as if you throw it and she catches it on the other side. Okay. And do you have a mom who's here or a mother figure
yes.
who's still living?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is your natural
yes.
mom?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, she's saying to hug her. And she understands, now I feel her energy coming in really strong. She's making me feel like mom's having a hard time still. Everyone
she
is,
really
but
is.
Mom's really having
she
a
really
hard
are.
Time. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
She has so much love. Wow. Overwhelming, almost. Just know that she's very close to you and your family and very close to Mom. And she says Mom needs help with dealing with her grief, okay?
She does.
So if there's something else maybe that you can help her with, or help guide her to help herself in some way. She's just kind of making me feel like she's very much aware of this. And she tries to connect. She's making me feel like she came to one of you in a dream. Was it you?
She did.
Yeah.
She did, my other
okay.
sister.
So she says she made the connection, but I think your mom is having trouble sensing her or maybe connecting with her in the dream state. And she says talk to her about the dream again because it was real. Okay, that really was your sister that came to you in the dream, okay? Okay, but she says talk to Mom about that and see if you could get her to try to, you know, maybe focus on that when she's sleeping at night and she's dreaming at night because your sister's working really hard to help her heal.
Aww.
Okay, they don't want us to hurt here. They really do want us to heal, you know, as quickly as we can, and they do understand what grief is like for us, you know. They understand how difficult that is. But she's okay, and she's with your uncle. Your uncle came through like gangbusters first. It's almost as if he had to come through first before we could get to anybody else there for you. But, Lori, I hope this helped a little bit today.
Thank you, Doreen, so much. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
Bye.
You, Lori. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good evening.
Bye.
We'll take our next caller right now who's been waiting patiently. Irene from Canada is on the phone. Good evening, Irene. How are you?
Hi, Doreen. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Hi, Irene. How are you? Do you have a question?
I was just hoping to connect if I could tonight.
Okay, for a connection. All righty. Okay, I've got a younger person there for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you've also got a bunch of people there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you understand the name? And again, when I get names, I hear them. I don't know if they're names of people past or names of people who are still living. But how is there a Steve or Stephen or Stefan or a name like that connected to you? You might also want to think of last names. Sometimes I actually get a last name, but I go for the first name first. So Stevens or Stevenson or something like that. I'm hearing that. And I feel like there's a connection to, and I think the name Stephen or Steve, wherever that is someone actually living. I have a younger person on the other side, very quick passing. Now, somebody, this would be somebody younger to you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if this is a son, a nephew, or where this is, but I almost feel like it's generational. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, the other thing is, if it's the person you're thinking of, was he not at home when he passes?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling I'm not at home. I'm not in my comfort zone. I'm outside of that. I also feel like something happened very rapidly. Do you understand?
Yes.
Like rapid succession of something. Was this something accidental, just yes or no? I feel like there's something very accidental that takes place. Do you understand that?
No. No.
Okay.
It's not accidental.
Okay. Hang on just one second. Okay. Whatever this accidental thing is that he's giving me, it's something leading up to what happened. So I don't know where he's going with this. I don't know if it's being in the wrong place at the wrong time or coming across a person that wasn't supposed to be there or what this is, but I feel like there's something that takes place just prior to him passing because I'm aware of something accidental taking place. Now, he says this was very quick, and I feel as though when he crosses, the first person he sees is an older female on the other side. And I also feel like it's not only older for him, but it's older for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
You've got an older female who was there before him. And he's telling me to acknowledge that for you, and he says he sees her first. He also has a friend on the other side. There's somebody that was close to him here who also is passed. Do you understand? Not in the family. It's not a family person. It's like a friend or somebody connected to him in a different way. But he just wants you to know he's not alone, okay? Where's David for you or him?
David?
Dave. David, where is that?
Not a relative, just a...
That's okay. Is this a friend for you or is it a friend for him or how is it connected to you?
Would probably be more me.
For you. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's someone living, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He's just acknowledging it for me. Okay. He's showing me, okay, when I see this, he's showing me my symbols for something being questioned. It's making me feel like whatever takes place at the time he passes, that some questions have not yet been answered. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, he's showing me a newspaper. Was this in the paper?
Or written up
about somewhere?
Only the passing of it.
Okay. Okay, because I'm seeing something. It looks to me like a newspaper. So something is written in the newspaper. He's showing me that. Okay. He's making me feel like some questions are probably not going to be answered to your satisfaction, although I think some things have come to light, okay? That's the way he shows me that. He's also, he's telling me, are you having trouble right now with your back or hip area? Like
I have.
Like your lower back?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I have with the hips in the past.
Okay. He's making me feel like he wants you to take care of yourself, and he's saying to watch that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying to watch that. Now, he's jumping me all over the place here, so just kind of bear with me. He's also making me feel like he didn't always make the greatest decisions. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Kind of smiling. He's kind of smiling when he says it, so he's just acknowledging that for me.
Okay.
All right. He says there's a female living also that he wants to acknowledge that was close to him.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to you, he's saying to acknowledge her also.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm just seeing all kinds of symbols also for something being looked into, investigated, researched, or something like that. Is this you doing that, or is this somebody else? Are you the one doing this, or is it?
No, I'm not researching anything, no.
Okay. Somebody is. I feel like something that has to do with him, somebody's either looking into or investigating or researching, or they're looking for information, okay? And he just acknowledges that for me. Now, he says that you sensed him around. Actually, he's showing me the kitchen. I see all my references for kitchen. He says you sensed him around you when you were in the kitchen.
Okay.
And he says you have been able to feel his energy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. He says it's not your imagination. It's
no.
really him.
Okay.
Okay. And he also says you smelled something.
Yeah.
That made you perk up. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. He's working really hard to let you know that he's okay.
Okay.
And that he's okay on the other side, and that he's whole and complete, because we all are. When we cross over, everyone's whole and complete on the other side. But he wants you to know, he wants to give you a sense so that you can sense him. See, we call that direct experience. It's not getting information like we're doing now through a medium, okay? It's you actually getting the sense of him when you're in the house or wherever you are. He also says he hears you when you talk to him. And do you talk to him in the car?
Yep.
Okay. He says, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
Just know that he's okay. He's there with an older female. He's got a male friend with him there. I don't know if you know who this is. The names that I gave you, if you're not sure about them, because the first one I was getting was the Steve or Steven or some version of that connected, you know, somehow it's either to you or to him. If you're not sure where that is, maybe you could ask a couple of people. It could be somebody that he was connected to that you didn't know. It's just an acknowledgement.
Okay.
But he is okay on the other side, and he's telling me again, I hear you, I hear you. So don't be afraid to talk to him. They can hear us.
Okay.
All right? And he knows how much you love him, by the way. He knows how much you love him. He's heard you tell him. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Irene, I hope this helped a little bit today.
It does. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Have a nice evening, Irene. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We have another caller. I think we have time for another reading. You're doing some beautiful readings tonight, Doreen.
Thank you.
Let's speak to Diane from Long Island. She's on line 3. Good evening, Diane.
Hi.
You're listening to Mediums
Good evening.
And Messages,
How are you?
Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We're speaking with guest medium Doreen Malloy. Do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
I would like a connection, if possible.
Okay. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I ask you how you are so I can just hear your voice just for a bit.
That's okay.
Diane, I have a mail for you on the other side.
Okay.
I feel like he's in your generation. He puts himself to your side. So usually when I get that, it could be a close friend, it could be a spouse, it could be a brother. But I feel like this is somebody to your side, okay, in your generation.
Okay.
Also, do you understand a name like Rick or Rich? Where is that connected for you?
Rick or Rich?
Rich, Richard, if there's a Rick or Ricky. I'm just hearing a very short, like it sounds to me like it's either Rick or Rich. So somewhere that
people.
Name will be either connected to him or it'll be connected to you. It could be somebody living. Okay. I'm just hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm also aware with him. I feel like there were some issues with him with declining health. I feel like he had some health issues. He's making me feel like multiple things. Do you understand that? Like he had several different things going on.
I do.
Okay. Because he makes me feel like it's complicated, okay? Whatever's happening with him
yes.
is a little bit complicated.
Yes.
Now, he says, he's telling me to say thank you, but he says I'm supposed to call you a trooper. Do you understand that? He says you're the trooper.
He's supposed to call me a trooper.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's making me feel like you carried an awful lot on your shoulders. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. He really wants to acknowledge you for that. And he's making me feel like he's, okay, I'm supposed to tell it to you this way. He says he's putting you up on the pedestal because you won't sit there on your own. Okay? And he wants to make sure that you know how much he appreciated you. Now, he's also telling me he was not exactly a walk in the park, and he's laughing, and he's making me feel like things could get complicated with him. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I get a sense of whatever was happening with him, and I almost want to say specifically to draw your memory to the last 3 to 4 months that he's here, and he's making me feel like, boy, that was tough. There was a lot happening. There was a lot going on.
Yes.
Okay. Now, he's holding up, I don't know if this is like a book or a journal. Okay, it opens like a book. Okay, he's telling me, talk about this book. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Is this his book? Is this, or is this yours?
No, it's
mine. How's the book connection? You got to tell me because he's smiling.
It's mine.
Big giant smile.
This is very strange. I didn't call in to speak to him. He just died 3 days ago.
Okay.
And he was a friend. And, my writing partner and I wrote two books and had two books published within the last 2 years, and he has one of them, and he used to talk about it all the time.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's
well,
because
he's got a big
I
giant smile
it.
On his face, and he's holding up the book for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very interesting, and I hope the listeners out there hear this. You said he just passed away 3 days ago, and I'm so sorry
for
that.
He passed away on July 19th.
Such a recent loss for you. But you know what?
Yeah.
There's no time on the other side. People can come through immediately after they cross over and make their transition. By the same token, you know, I've had so many people ask me, well, I would love to contact, you know, one of my grandparents, but they passed 50 years ago. It doesn't matter. There's no time on the other side. Anyone can come through.
Right.
And it's very interesting that his energy is so vibrant to me, and now I understand why, because he just passed. And very oftentimes when people, you know, when they first pass to the other side, their energy is still very vibrant and very much connected to everyone here. He's making me feel like this is kind of almost, even if you weren't expecting him, it's kind of like a wow moment for you. Okay. To hear from him and to hear him actually come through. He's saying thumbs up on the writing, thumbs up on the books. Now, I don't know if you said you wrote two books?
Yes.
Okay. Are you writing another one or are you thinking about it?
Yes, we are actually. Yes, we
are.
Okay,
he's telling me that.
Our third one is going out to the publisher on Monday.
Okay, well, there's no secrets on the other side because he's telling me, talk about number three. Okay?
Wow.
So, he's very connected. And I also feel as though it might be important for you to actually carry a message from him to his people here, to the people who were very close to him, to let them know that he came through on the phone tonight and came through to me. Are you connected with the other people in his family or, you know, like do you have mutual?
You know, I don't know his family. His son was the one who called me to let me know that his dad passed. But I did know his girlfriend. You know, I don't know how close she is with the family. You know, they just started dating maybe, you know, about 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay, and so you still have a connection to her? Are you still?
I haven't seen her, but that was one of the things I was going. I was going to the wake is tomorrow actually, and I was tomorrow evening, and I was hoping to see her because I know she's probably devastated.
Okay, you need to tell her that he came through in the call tonight.
I will.
Even though you've got a bunch of people on the other side, but can I just tell you that this man's energy is so strong that he literally elbowed everybody else out of the way so that he could get to the front and come through on the phone tonight and give you this message, because I think you are the messenger in this. And when you go tomorrow night, give them a hug for him, okay? And let them know that he's
absolutely
okay.
Absolutely will.
Tell the people that you feel comfortable
very
telling, okay?
Oh, I feel so blessed. You know, this is really, I really called in because I wanted to hear from my mom, but I'm sure that she was gracious enough to step aside to let him speak to me. So I feel very blessed.
Yeah,
and that's the way the other side works. We're really fortunate that the other side sees their intention and who might need the message before maybe someone else. And I'm sorry I have to interrupt, ladies, but we are running out of time. I do apologize for that. But thank you so much for calling Mediums and Messages.
And
we really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for this blessing. It was wonderful. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thanks,
Diane. Well, thank him. It's his amazing energy. But thank you for calling.
I will.
Dorina, I'm really sorry I had to cut you off in that reading, but we are running out of time. I want to remind our listeners that you can get a hold of Doreen by going to her website at Doreen Molloy.com. She also has a wonderful new book coming out in between her other metaphysical book. It'll be a cookbook. Please look out for that. Thank you so much, Doreen, for joining us. And you will be filling in for me next month in August as host of Mediums and Messages. Thank you for that as well.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's always our pleasure. And I want to remind everyone that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away. And science is going to prove it. I'm Angelina Diana. Thank you for joining us for Mediums and Messages. Have a good night.